So yesterday you were talking about sort of how you can't teach timing in stand-up or in golf. Tell me a little bit about that, about the similarities between stand-up comedy and golf.
There's a rhythm that great golfers get into when you play with them, you know, the rhythm they get into, and great comedians get into a rhythm with the audience. But the great golfer doesn't always go to the first tee with that rhythm. He at first hole, second hole, all of a sudden he starts getting into a rhythm when he's playing good, into a zone. And comedians are the same way. You know, we don't know what the audience is going to be like, but we start working them. And we start, pretty soon we get in a groove with them, and then we get that rhythm going. That rhythm, and now your timing is right on the money, you know. And I feel that when I watch pros play.
So you talked a little bit about how you can't teach that. Do you feel it's just inherently there, both in comedians and golfers?
Yeah, I really do believe. I believe, you know, I mean, you can teach technique. Obviously, Larry Nelson was 21 years old when he first picked up a golf club, and he later played on the pro tour. So you can learn technique, but I think there has to be some inherent, you know, athletic skill to be a great golfer, you know. And I know to be a great comedian, you have to have that innate sense of timing that I can't teach. Because, again, I'll have a piece of material, and I'm going out tomorrow night in front of 200 people, and that piece of material works a certain way. Now I go out the next day in front of 20,000 people in a big arena, and that same piece of material has a different rhythm to it, you know, and I can't tell you how to get there. I know in my brain that I pick up the vibes from the audience, and you go from there, you know. It's just an instinct, you know. Everything I just explained makes no sense at all, does it?
Makes complete sense. As far as the great comedians of all time, who do you think had the best timing, if you can rattle off?
Well, no question, Bob Hope had brilliant timing. Bob Hope and Jack Benny. Jack Benny was one of the masters of delivery and of timing, you know. Richard Pryor, great comedic talent. Bill Cosby, brilliant comedic talent. You know, there's a lot of them out there. Tom Dreesen.
Absolutely. Who? Sorry.
Because I was a student of all those guys, you know. I was a student of them. I watched them work all the time. And you pick up on how they tell a joke and how they read a joke.
Any of the guys, last question, any of the guys that, is anyone doing anything right now that you see that you really see as promising?
Comedians?
Comedians.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I just saw a little comedian, you know, named Johnny Sanchez. Funny, hysterically funny. You know, there's a lot of new comedians out there, and Johnny's one of them, but I see him all the time, you know. Yeah, I go to the Laugh Factory up in L.A. and watch the comedians work out and give them advice, and I give classes once in a while, too, at UCLA and USC.
Great.